The Needs of California. California, April 4th, 1880. Notes taken by Mrs. E. G. White at a meeting attended by workers in California, April 4th, 1880. In the morning at 9 o'clock, we had a meeting for prayer. There seemed to be some earnestness in prayer. There was quite a full attendance. I was indeed drawn out in prayer that God would let His healing power rest upon our ministers. They are, without an exception, failing for want of physical strength. My soul is agonized as I see our weakness. And yet so few have faith, but few know how to trust God, how to walk out by faith. There is such a desire to walk by sight rather than by faith. Elder Haskell spoke in regard to the necessity of the work on this coast and the necessity of our ministers going out with faith, doing our work with thoroughness. Brother Rice speaking, feels that Chico needs labor now, that the work is not as thoroughly done as needs to be. 41 signed the covenant. Good Sabbath School. It is 40 miles from Red Bluff, 60 miles from Arbuckle. Fresh water, 20 miles from Arbuckle. A tent must go to Chico. No meeting house. The weather is too cold for meetings, which shortened the labors there. Brother Chapman spoke in favor of Santa Barbara County. They have friends who are keeping the Sabbath there, sisters. One is a school teacher, cousin to Brother Chapman's wife. He urged the attention to Santa Barbara. It is a very pleasant country and will be a good place for some laborer. He is determined to do his duty, to obtain a greater consecration to God. Brother Gardner says he lived there 2 years and was urged to speak, giving expositions of the prophecies. He spoke of Carpenter Valley, 10 miles from Santa Barbara, and other parts of the country. The First Day Adventists tried to get a hold there, but failed, and all are in favorable condition to embrace the truth. Fruit culture is the business of the place. This comprises 30 miles by 15. It is so arranged that liquor cannot be sold in Santa Barbara. Brother Myers spoke in behalf of Napa. The Sabbath keepers have died or moved away, and the inhabitants are those who have never heard the truth. He pleads for help to come to Napa. He pleads for a tent. 30 names on church book, but few of them meet. 30 names for Sabbath school. Brother Tay speaks in favor of Santa Barbara. He pleads for help for Santa Barbara. People from all sections go there. Brother Gardner. Spiritualists have made inroads there, which is bad. Brother Church. He says Calistoga, he thinks, has been shunned. It is 9 miles from St. Helena. Brother Butcher has a great desire for Vacaville and Dixon. Since his tongue has been loosed, he has created a great excitement. He says he was ordained elder of the church. He objected because of his stammering tongue. He told them if the Lord had chosen him, he could loose his tongue. He stuttered, could not talk, read, or pray. But he longed on the last day of January to talk. The next week he prayed the Lord to let his tongue loose on the 7th day of February. He called his friends together and he talked freely. He exhorts to have faith that the Lord will help. Some say, my tongue will go back on me. But the Lord has shown me I should talk all the time. Brother Benson. He says they were at work in the field when Brethren Butcher came and talked with them. They felt that angels of God were all around them. Brother Butcher pleads for Vacaville. There is a great anxiety to hear more of this truth. Honest souls are there wanting to hear now. People say that they have not been inside a church for years. Brother Healy. Openings, So many they can hardly determine where to go, from Shasta to San Diego. Vacaville and Dixon are good fields, but question the wisdom of pitching the tent there when so many openings. Limbody. He pleads for Santa Rosa and Napa. He talks earnestly and humbly. It may be our weakness, may be a blessing to show us our weakness. He feels like connecting with God and working in His strength. Some, he thinks, have offered prayers with mistaken idea that if Elders Wagoner and Healy fail, that the cause will go down. They might drop off, and the cause will go forward all the same. But they want a part in it, and if they go trusting in God in faith, good will be done. Elder Wagoner says he did not come here to do the work as a preacher. He has felt as deep an interest as though he were preaching. He speaks in behalf of San Francisco. It has been shown that that is, and ever will be, a missionary field. Tents should be pitched in different points of the city. Some provision ought to be made for Nevada. Vacaville, Napa, and Dixon all need help. Young Sister Crosby is teaching school at Humboldt Settlement. Commenced only 5 years ago and is a temperance colony. Santa Barbara is a good opening. Lassen County ought to have been occupied several years ago. Have confidence to send the truth the world over. When Elders James White and Joseph Bates started in Maine and Massachusetts, they went out in different states and gathered up one and another, and then the truth goes. The reading matter is going everywhere. I have fullest confidence in God's power to help. When God gives us a work, He will give strength for the work. Brother Israel, call from Bakersfield, Kern County. A brother at Bakersfield calls for labor. Not healthful to labor during summer season. In foothills could labor in the warmest season. Tent could be pitched in county seat. Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, the other side of Santa Barbara, healthful all seasons of the year. San Francisco needs help. Church in debt $7,000. Can do no more than pay taxes and expenses. Have not had heart to leave San Francisco. In regard to himself, the Lord has done a great deal for him. Desires to consecrate himself to God. The Lord has heard prayer. Sister Israel now in her right mind. Restored to her right mind. She believed that testimony, and an entire change has taken place in her mind. Brother Stevens pleads for San Jose. It never had a fair chance to know our faith. One taken stand and thinks Methodist minister deeply interested in the truth. Feels thankful with us. Strives to overcome deficiencies of character. Sister Schutz. She heard the truth from Brother Roberts. Books circulated. 9 embraced the truth. Auburn has an interest. 10 embracing the truth. Stockton should be visited. Never had a chance. Haskell. If there ever was a time when labor is needed, it is now. What will we do, brethren? Educate ourselves in the work of God as we never have done before. If we cannot be preaching, go forth as coal porters. Talk and read the truth. Have a Bible class. A brother in Pennsylvania Frontier embraced the truth and obtained 150 subscribers. Not a preacher. He claims not to be a minister. The neighbors got interested and have a Bible class. As the result of 4 weeks' labor in a coal region, 14 of the very first class of citizens have embraced the truth. We need scores like this to enter the cause of God. Go out with the presence of God. Our God is not dead. When we feel the importance, We should adapt ourselves to the situation.